This is Dr. Schneer dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Lucilla, L-U-C-I-L-L-A, Dematos, D-E-M-A-T-O-S. This goes to Dr. Cummins. On 5/24/22, Mrs. Dematos performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity noted period. The paragraph compared to a study dated 11/16/21, there's been no change period. The paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on John Bunting. This goes to Dr. Hiltz. On 5/24/22, Mr. Bunting performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was no significant airways obstruction period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8 period. There was no change after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 11/16/21, there's been no change period. No paragraph impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine with a K, Carpenter. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 5/24/22, Mrs. Carpenter performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was no significant airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was greater than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/16/21, there's been improvement in airflow period, no paragraph impression, moderate restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction and without bronchoreactivity showing some improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Virginia Herrera. This goes to Natasha Anderson, FNP. On 5/24/22, Mrs. Herrera performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction period. There was a worse effort after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 10/26/20. There's been no change period. No paragraph impression. Normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Stephen Stephen East, EAST. On 5/24/22, Mr. East performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity noted period, no paragraph impression, normal study. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Charlotte Williams. This goes to Dr. Kramer. On 5/24/22, Mrs. Williams performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 91% period. After walking 157 meters, in 2 minutes and 35 seconds. She desaturated at 83% period. Paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Shelby Bryant. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 5/24/22, Mr. Bryan performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. There was a moderate impairment in flow rates without improvement after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/16/21, there's been worsening of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was greater than 1 period. However, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. The paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease showing some progression and no improvement after bronchodilators. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Marjorie Chodakoff. This goes to Dr. Bokuk. On 5/24/22. Mrs. Chodakoff performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was no airways obstruction nor bronchoreactivity noted period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/7/21, there's been improvement in airflow, New paragraph impression, normal study. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Alfred Brigman, B-R-I-G-M-A-N. This goes to the VA. On 5/24/22, Mr. Brigman performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity noted. Period, compared to a prior study dated 11/16/21, there's been no change. Period, to paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Alice Nitzey, N-E-I-T-Z-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 5/24/22, Mrs. Nitzey performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was no airways obstruction nor bronchial reactivity, period, compared to a prior study dated 8/29/17. There's been no change, period, to paragraph impression. Minimal restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchial reactivity, showing no progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Alice Kiefer, K-E-I-F-E-R. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 5/24/22, Mrs. Kiefer performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 193 meters in 5 minutes and 15 seconds, she stopped the test due to back and neck pain, period. That time her saturation was 99%, period. No paragraph impression. Severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.